Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing our discussion of the Rambam in terms of Misos Bezdin. So today we'll have a double header because we essentially covered Misos HaNechnakin before. We talked about Sreifa, contra the Lecha Mishnah, right, that somehow Chenek was derived from Sreifa. We thought it's really the opposite, that Sreifa should be Chenek plus. So Misos HaNechnakin, Mashkinas HaMichuyov, Bezevel Adar Kivosav, exactly like you do with Sreifa, Venosin Sidur Kashal, so Charach, Vekori Chal Tzavaro, Zamoshe Chetzlov, Zamoshe Chetzlov, Ad Shanab Shoyotza. And again, that was the whole concern that Sreifa, maybe Chenek, will be accomplished first. Now the Rambam moves on to Tzliya. It's very fascinating, the presentation. If I had been writing this parak in the Rambam, okay, you know, we could all dream. So had I been writing this parak, so I would have put it right next to Skila, because it's a Machokas or Blazer Chachamim. We paskin like the Chachamim, though there is a Rashi la Torah. The Rashi seems to embrace the doctrine of Rabbi Lazar of calling his skull Nitlin. It's not entirely clear the Ramban accuses Rashi of that. I think there's a way for Rashi to wiggle out for now, but not for now. But everybody agrees that it's within the parsha of Skila. So it's either calling his skull Nitlin or it's just Rabbi Lazar the Chachamim, where they limited, interestingly, to two areas. First, Kikilas Hashem Talui, or Kikilas Elokim Talui. So it's first from the Megadif, and then we derive Avodah Zarah from the Megadif. In the Gemara, it's because Avodah Zarah is Kafar Beikar, the Lecha Mishnah is Medayikir. The Rambam doesn't seem to say that. I'd like to make a suggestion as to why that is. So in any event, I would have had Mitzvah Saniskalin. Then you want to talk about Shar Sha'avad Ba, Naram Mirasa, Avodah Zarah. Right, so the Rambam puts that there as well. Then I would have said something about Tliya, and then I would have, you know, had Sreifa and Harag and Chenek. So the fact that the Rambam has Tliya separated from Skila by all the other Misos Bezdin, I think it's very striking. And I think it might point in the direction of the idea that Tliya is almost like a separate or a fifth and distinct of Misos Bezdin. And it's not actually a way of putting somebody to death, but the Rambam separates it from Skila, and I'm going to try to talk about that in conjunction with the other issue that I raised. It's a more subtle issue. So the Rambam says here, Misos Asi Litlo, Samigadev, Ovidavazar, Shanemar, Kiki, Lassalim, Toloi, Hare Megadev, Omar, Ovidavazar, Nemar, Hashem, Hu Megadev, Haish Nithla, Vein, Aish, Nithla, Shanemar, Ki, Yevish, Chaid Mishpat Mavis, Vuhumas, Visalisa, Oso, Al Eitz. Very fascinating. The Rambam says nothing about Skila. Once again, it's Meduyak. He's separating it from Skila, from Mitzvah Saniskalin, by five halachos. And I think he wants to get to this point of, you know, this special din of Tliya, of, you know, really extricating it from a Skila-dominated discussion. Of course, we'll circle back to how it's done. But this is, I think, the linchpin. The Rambam had every opportunity to talk about, you know, after Skila in the opening halacha, he didn't. So the Lecha Mishnah makes like what seems to be a relatively subtle observation, but I actually think it might be very important. So he says, Pirshu Gemara Tamar de Rabbanan. Why do the rabbis say Dafka Birkas Hashem and Avodah Zarah Damarka Kiki Lasalim Talui Ma Makalo Zeh Shekafar Biikar Av Kol Shekafar Biikar Hainu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Misbar Hashem De Mishum Shishavu Bedinayu Yalfinan Hachi Kama Shekasav Rabbeinu Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So this is the Rambam wanted to go a little bit further here, and instead of using the language of the Gemara of Kafar Beikar, because Birkas Hashem is, you know, scorning God, blaspheming God, right? Just like Avodah Zarah, repudiating God. So that's like a category within the category of Skila. Okay, fine. It's all reasonable. I understand it very well. Here, he says the Rambam wanted to put like a finer point on it, so he just talks about Megadev in terms of, but rather than Kafar Beikar. So why would that be? So I'd like to suggest that there was a specific issue that bothered the Rambam, the Shitaso, and then maybe to tie that back in with our initial observation about Skila. So we all have, you know, sort of like running through our minds here, the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, where the Rambam says that the two mitzvahs which are Shkulim, Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula, and are considered to be a person as a goy l'chol devara, mumar l'chol HaTorah Kula, because of the gravity of the Avera, Avodah Zarah, and, not Birkas Hashem, but in this context, right, Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesia. So it's really about, you know, Kafar Beikar. So Chil Shabbos Bifar Hesia should be Logara. I'm not saying that it's more than Birkas Hashem, but Logara be Birkas Hashem. So the Rambam wanted to stay away from this Kafar Beikar Lashon for Tliya, and he rather wanted to, you know, say it's a din in Giduf, right? As Hashem, who Megadev, right, building off of Ki Kilas Elokim Talui. Oh. So now I think we can understand very well why the Rambam wanted to separate it from the Niskalin. Remember, we pointed out when it came to the Niskalin, the Rambam explains that Skila, in terms of what constitutes Skila, Sakol Yisakel, that's the rock being dropped on the person, O Yaro Yara, that's the person being Nidche, right, Mi Beis HaSkila, which is Shtekomos Be'aliyah. So we said it's very fascinating, right? The idea that it's derived from Maimon Har Sinai is because all of these Surah Skila are so fundamental that they're like repudiations of Maimon Har Sinai. Obviously, Avodah Zarah and Shabbos and Birkas Hashem, those are like, you know, low-hanging fruit. But everything that's within the general parasha of Skila, it's such a severe Avera, right, that it undermines literally not just any particular lav, but really speaks to something much broader. So if Taliyah were really just an extension of Skila, not just the Rebbe Lazar, but according to Chamim, right, as well. So the Rambam should have put, right, Taliyah right next to Skila, right afterwards, and say there's a subcategory of Niskalin that are Nitlin. Not called Niskalin Nitlin, but some of the Niskalin are Nitlin. But the Rambam wanted to stay away from that because he sees Taliyah as separate, and this is a special din in Giduf. And that's also why the Shita said the Rambam stayed away from using Lashon the Gemara of Kafar Bikar. You want it to be easier to say Kafar Bikar in a certain sense. Unfortunately, the Rambam, the Rambam understood things differently. The Rambam understood that it's a special din in desecrating God's name. Skila could be that, you know, maybe Shabbos, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, they're sort of category unto themselves, but all Isurei Skila rise to the level of being assaults on the Torah per se, right? Sakol Yisakol Yaro Yara, Imbeimayim Yishol Yechiyam, Yishol Chayi Ve'alhem Yalu Vahar. So that the Rambam considered to be a general din in Skila. But Tliyah is reserved for Giduf, for making a direct attack on Shem Hashem. And for that, even Chol Shabbos Pefer Hesed doesn't count. The only thing that can be considered a direct assault on Hashem, even if many things could be construed, any Yisur Skila could be construed as a rebellion against all of Maimon Har Sinai, but the only thing that is a direct assault on Shem Hashem is Avodah Zarah and Giduf and Birkas Shem Hashem. And I think that's why Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam, you know, wanted to put a little bit of a finer point on it. I think it's much more than that. I think the Rambam understood that if you're talking about Kafar Bikar, you'd have problems. You'd have problems from Shabbos, and you might have other problems in terms of the Yisurei Skila. But if you make it a special din Giduf, that Giduf requires this kind of response of Tliyah, that a person has blasphemed God and, you know, thereby degraded their own Tzelem Elokim, so they no longer deserve the protections that are afforded Tzelem Elokim when their body can be displayed, I think that makes a lot more sense. The Rambam sort of is a much more targeted din, a separate din. He's separated in the Yad HaChazaka from Skila for that very reason.